Hey, howdy. The left-wing people of the world, they use a lot of smoke and mirrors, and they do all the chatter and the huff and puff, and most of it isn't true. Now you have the guy in New York City, he's a socialist, and the governor of New York loves this guy, and she's a communist as well, and he's now saying, I balanced the budget. Well, firstly, there's a law in place in New York that says you have to balance the budget, but he's bragging and saying, I balanced the budget, look how smart I am, but the governor gave him over $4 billion because he was short money. I mean, that should be illegal, and it's not. I mean, I'm out of money, you lend it to me, smoke and mirrors, no kidding. I mean, it's just, it's not very nice, and I hope there's some accountability there one day. I mean, but you know what, with these left-wing people, you can't talk horse sense to a mule, and they're just a bunch of stubborn mules. More than stubborn, they ain't that bright, because they're hurting the people that put them in office. Now, in Canada, they have what's called the land acknowledgement with Indians, and so many people have it at the bottom of their emails, and hockey games have it, and they say, we're on unceded land. I've spoken of this so many times, and now there's a separation movement going on in Alberta, and there's millions of people, would appear, certainly more than 1 million, who are in favor of separating from Canada, and there's been an injunction by the Indians, because apparently they weren't asked, they didn't bless it. And everyone now is holding their breath to see what's going to happen with regards to a referendum. But I can just see going to court and say, okay, it's not Indian land. And the judge would say, but, how about this guy that has on his email that it is Indian land and this, and you go to hockey games, don't you? And everyone says it's okay, and you live in these cities. They've changed all the names to Indian names that no one can pronounce. So it's clear to me the Indians own it. There's 1 million Indians. I think there's 5 million registered now, but 1 million full-blood Indians. Everybody wants to be an Indian now in Canada. Why not? Because they're getting everything for free, including the land, the property. I mean, I recently got a email from a children's foundry that I have supported in the past, and I like to support them financially. They do a good job. But at the bottom of this email, it says, land acknowledgement. We operate programs and services, ancestral, traditional, and unceded lands of this Indian band, and we're committed to sustaining, I'll get it, relationships with Indian people based on respect, dignity, trust, and on it goes. What about me? How come you didn't put in there that you're going to treat me with trust and respect? A white guy, but white now, they don't do that. In schools in Alberta, for instance, I think everywhere, but in Alberta, the children have to recite the land acknowledgement and that land knowledge. I get so excited, blah, blah, but you know, they have to recite it. Some say twice a day. You're kidding me. I'm not kidding you. We're on somebody else's land. It's unceded. Well, firstly, you shouldn't even be in the school if it's on unceded land and the school doesn't own it. Move away. It's ridiculous. It's totally ridiculous. And these Indians are sitting back saying, ha ha, got you guys, don't you know? You know, the Alberta separation thing, hopefully, will do a spin to this. That kind of makes it better. Because it needs to get better. It's unfair to target 95% of the population and say you're bad. That would be the white folk and other people, other nationalities other than Indian. You're bad, and these other people get everything. They have to approve developments now. Can you imagine? Based on that ruling in Alberta, which is being appealed, they have to approve everything that you do, pretty much. Craziness. Golf. Golf, I had a frustrating game yesterday. I really did. It takes a lot of balls to play golf like I do. Ah, hey, y'all come back. There'll be more for you in a couple of days. See ya.